98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The post-Christmas travel rush proving to be crowded and difficult for many, thanks to winter weather in the West and an apparent sick-out at a critical airport in the country.
The TSA is screening more than 14.5 million people at airports between last Wednesday, when the holiday rush began, through Christmas Day Monday. That's almost 2 million more than last year. Travel itself mostly smooth, with airlines like American and United reporting their best performance ever. But TSA and FAA staffing issues creating hiccups at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the busiest in the world.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Analysts say spending for the Christmas shopping season went up 3% from last year. Gas prices are also up, spiking 6 cents a gallon over the past week. A meeting today between Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation on the migrant crisis at the southern border. There's a caravan of some 8,000 migrants headed to the border now, and a plane load that landed in Philadelphia instead of New York due to bad weather. This is ABC News. Questions this morning about a series of break-ins at a Pennsylvania home.
Tiffany Zabara claims a man entered her home 4 times at night since September.
And he's going straight to my daughter's bedroom that's at the top of the stairs and watching her sleep.
In Coatesville, Pennsylvania, west of Philadelphia. She says she changed the locks after the first time, but then the door was accidentally unlocked or the man broke in. She set up a camera and shared video of the man with Coatesville police, who posted pictures of him on social media and are interviewing the family. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two teens hurt in a mall shooting in Toledo. Police say a 15-year-old boy accidentally shot himself, and a 15-year-old girl was hit when a bullet ricocheted. The boy expected to face several charges. And this could be a really busy weekend at wedding chapels in Las Vegas. Wedding planners there say since New Year's Eve can be written out as 123, 123, a lot of people will try to get married there on Sunday. The record for a single day of weddings in Vegas, just under 4,500. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Hey, I don't care what kind of tractor you drive or what color it is. I'm going to ask you to check out a new tractor. It's made for landscapers, hobby farmers, and landowners. Fully loaded with features and backed by a strong warranty, TYM Tractors have earned the Top Dealer's Choice Award for 4 years running. No smoke and mirrors, just a solid tractor to get the job done. And you get the best incentives of the year by visiting TYMOffers.com. That's TYMOffers.com. Durable and affordable. You can thank me later.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Board of Regents of the Universities of Wisconsin plans to hold a special closed meeting tonight to consider discipline or termination of a university chancellor. That's according to an agenda released last night. The agenda does not say which chancellor is being considered for punishment or why. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase, which means first fruits. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks play the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight in New York. The Bucks coming off a 129-122 loss to the Knicks Christmas Day. How do you rebound? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Again, prepare them. Be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy. But if you do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl next Monday morning against LSU, kickoff 11 a.m. Luke Fickell has hired one of his former players, Kenny Guyton, who played quarterback for him at Ohio State, to serve as receivers coach.
Learned a lot, you know, played quarterback, and so playing quarterback on that level, you learn so much. And so I got a chance to play for some legendary coaches with Jim Tressel for 2 years. I had Luke Fickell, who's doing an awesome job now. I had Urban Meyer for the last two. So when you have those names around you, those greatness around you, and every day a learning experience.
That's the Badgers' new receivers coach, Kenny Guyton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at the Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, the 28th of December. Oh my, they're going to be serving up roasted pork chops tomorrow, parsley buttered potatoes, along with sliced carrots and applesauce. They've got locations in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll into CarQuest and roll on.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, light and variable. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows dropping back to 30. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine, highs in the upper 30s. And a good deal of sunshine then for your Friday with highs up closer to 40. Chance for some snow showers later into the day on Saturday with highs back to around 30. Sunday on the breezy side, chance for some morning snow showers there back to 26. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 28.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
We've got a massive and terrible poaching case from out west we're going to share today. Two men have been charged with killing 3,600 birds, including bald and golden eagles, to sell on the black market. Details when we return, but first.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
The Associated Press reports that two men killed 3,600 birds, including bald and golden eagles, during a killing spree on Montana's Flathead Indian Reservation, then sold eagle parts on a black market that has been a long-running problem for U.S. wildlife officials. According to an indictment, the men worked with others to hunt and kill the birds, and in at least one instance, used a dead deer to lure in an eagle. According to the indictment, the two defendants conspired with others to sell eagle feathers, tails, wings, and other parts for significant sums of cash across the country. Simon Paul, age 42, of St. Ignatius, Montana, and Travis John Branson, age 48, of Cusick, Washington, faced 13 counts of unlawful trafficking of bald and golden eagles and one count each of conspiracy and violating wildlife trafficking laws. The AP reports that Branson and Paul were not in custody but are scheduled to appear for arraignments on January 8th in U.S. District Court in Missoula, Montana. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop out of love jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
To kill your middle finger, rearview mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
98Q Country.
Hardy, that's Lenny Wilson. It's called Wait in the Truck. Thanks so much for hanging with us this morning. It's still one of my favorites. I love this one too, from Tyler Hubbard. Back Then, Right Now.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
Ghost Park and McCollum. It's called Burn It Down. So there were some new social norms that people are sick of. And I found this list to be somewhat interesting, and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's things that are, like, just normal in the world, but we're actually tired of it.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The post-Christmas travel rush proving to be crowded and difficult for many, thanks to winter weather in the West and an apparent sick out at a critical airport in the country.
The TSA is screening more than 14.5 million people at airports between last Wednesday, when the holiday rush began, through Christmas Day Monday. That's almost 2 million more than last year. Travel itself mostly smooth, with airlines like American and United reporting their best performance ever. But TSA and FAA staffing issues creating hiccups at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the busiest in the world.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Analysts say spending for the Christmas shopping season went up 3% from last year. Gas prices are also up, spiking 6 cents a gallon over the past week. A meeting today between Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation on the migrant crisis at the southern border. There's a caravan of some 8,000 migrants headed to the border now, and a plane load that landed in Philadelphia instead of New York due to bad weather. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin want to double the number of international students in the next 5 years. More international students would boost the UW system's overall enrollment and make campuses more diverse. An international recruitment firm called Shorelight will help. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's Assistant Attorney General.
With antitrust and its injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Badgers head to Tampa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team has arrived in Florida to get ready to face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa next week. Earlier this month, the Badgers lost receivers coach Mike Brown, who took a job with Notre Dame. Luke Fickell has hired former Ohio State quarterback Kenny Guyton. He's been a receivers coach and the interim offensive coordinator for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Guyton on dealing with players coming and going through the transfer portal.
College football landscape kind of changed in the last 2-3 years, and I think we're all kind of learning. And I think it's kept a lot of mindsets really involved to where they understand what competing and the want to, the effort, and everything else that comes with it.
NFL, Packers getting ready to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Both teams at 7-8, trying to earn a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
We're going into a great environment in Minnesota, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge, but this is what we prepare for.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jingle bells are ringing throughout the Northwoods, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland. Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953. NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, light and variable. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows dropping back to 30. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine, highs in the upper 30s. And a good deal of sunshine then for your Friday with highs up closer to 40. Chance for some snow showers later into the day on Saturday with highs back to around 30. Sunday on the breezy side, chance for some morning snow showers there back to 26. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
Drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Thank you.
catcher, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Jordan Davis, it's called Tucson Too Late. As it's Justin, thanks so much for hanging with me this morning. So I was going through this list of social norms that people are sick of. How about the invasion of people's privacies? Yeah, that's definitely one. Here's the one that also that I was like, yeah, I get tired of this one. You know, just constantly being available. The fact that there's really no boundaries between work and personal life anymore. It's just like you can contact somebody whenever you feel like it nowadays. So it's so much not the 9 to 5. It's just whenever we need you era.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop. Download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Celebrate the season with warmth and flavor at Park Falls Family Restaurant. Jesus and Josephina send heartfelt holiday wishes and invite you to savor delicious meals any time of day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. From December 18th till Christmas, dine between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. and receive a complimentary 10% off discount gift card for your next visit. Veterans and seniors enjoy an extra 10% off, making a festive 20% discount on your next meal. Merry Christmas from the Park Falls Family Restaurant, open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. with a menu catering to every taste.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, light and variable. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows dropping back to 30. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine, highs in the upper 30s. And a good deal of sunshine then for your Friday with highs up closer to 40. Chance for some snow showers later into the day on Saturday with highs back to around 30. Sunday on the breezy side, chance for some morning snow showers there back to 26. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Been
Days Classics.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so
she knows I'm alone.